Senator Smathers, Senator Smathers.
Tell me, what is our situation? Our tax bill. I'm going to be forgiven at 2:30 at night. I tell you what it is. I made a deal just confidentially with the knowledge of the White House, with Larry, the President, with Harry Byrd, that Ribicoff and Long and myself and Fulbright would vote against any motion to take the bill away from the chairman. If the chairman would agree on his own, and we didn't tell the press, if he would agree to hurry the close the hearings, which he did. He's cut him off, and now they would be cut off the week of December 6th, that weekend. Now, I asked him the other day, what Bert was really trying to accomplish is to hold up the tax bill until he could see and prove that Kennedy was going to have a budget announcement of over $100 billion. So he can then argue, you know, that we're financing this tax cut with deficits and so on. So I had spelled him out with the approval of Henry Fowler, Joe Fowler, you know, that Fowler gave one, and Dylan, that I would try to make another arrangement with Byrd, and if the president would come out and tell him now in December that what he thought his budget was going to be, would Byrd cooperate in helping to get the hearings in the executive session over with, so that we could, at least when we close the Congress in December, we would at least have finished writing the bill in the committee. And I had just gotten started on that, good, when we had, he had said, well, he said, as far as he was concerned, he said, I don't have any problem. He said, your problem is that Hartke's got 6 amendments, Gore's got 20, and so on. He said, now, I will, if the president will do that, he said, I will try to expedite it, but he said, you know, I've got no influence, which is right, over Gore. And I said, I agree with you, but so this is what we're working on, trying to get it into a position where by the time we ended Christmas, we could go ahead and have a tax bill passed. Now, at the last legislative breakfast, you were not there. I very strongly said that I thought we had enough votes on the floor to pass the tax bill this year, but it was going to require sort of a serious operation. Going to have to go around Harry Byrd and the committee. And Mansfield spoke up at that and said, well, he didn't want to do that, and he thought we didn't have that many votes. So I said, and Kennedy was there, well, pushed it too hard. Hubert was with me. I said, now, if Frank Vallejo or somebody would go and ask every member of the Senate on our side, will you support the tax bill? And then put the condition in, would you support it if it came over from the House? Would you support it if it were added as an amendment to some pending bill after a reasonable time had expired for the committee, Finance Committee, to operate an executive session? I said, if we get those numbers figured out, then we'll know which way to go. But until we do that, until we know exactly what, how many votes we got, I don't know, we're just shooting in the dark. Mansfield, very frankly, Mr. President, sort of poo-pooed the idea and said, well, we can't do it that way. We'll lose too many votes if we upset Harry Byrd. So he said, you'd lose Ribicoff, you'd lose others. I said, I don't believe you'd lose Ribicoff and these guys, but it just came, this is the tax bill, you're either going to vote for it or against it. And I think, by God, they'll vote for it. Now, if you want to pass it this year, I said, you're going to have to do it. That's the only way you're going to have to be able to do it.
What do you think? If you could get him to close the hearing and table your amendments and wait and give him reasonable time to explain them, 30, 40 minutes, and then table them and report it to time to pass it this year?
I don't think Bert will do make that kind of an agreement. I think that the only thing that he will do, because he really doesn't want it, you know, he's really against the tax bill. But I think that,
well, if you put that time you didn't, then you could have some justification for
that. We can put that to him. Now, Halleck and these fellows, we were talking over there last night, and others, they're going to, a lot of strong feeling, and I don't know whether you ought to do it or not, but that smart thing to do in the light of development. It would be for you to get the appropriation bill through real quick and then just...
No, no, we can't do that. That would destroy the party and destroy the election, destroy everything. We've got to carry on. We can't abandon this fellow's program, right? He's a national hero, and these people want his program passed, and
right.
And we've got to keep this Kennedy aura around us through this election.
Yeah. Well, in that connection, I think I can tell you, I had a most interesting visit with you last night after we met with you. He invited me over to his office to have a drink, so I said, sure. So we went over there and sat down, and we went into the intricacies which might arise at the convention and so on and so on, and the danger that there would be if we let this break out into a liberal versus a conservative fight in the Senate or anywhere else, and the responsibility that he had, and so on. And I said, now for myself, Hubert, I said, I think that a new president has got to have a liberal running with him as the vice presidential candidate, and I'm just speaking for myself. And I think, my God, that most of the Southerners would be for you, but I said, you'd have to keep these damn liberals in line and keep things going. And he was not at all averse to the idea. And as a matter of fact, I said, now this is just, I'm not going to tell anybody, but sooner or later I'll have a chance to talk with the president about it, and I'm going to just tell him, very frankly, that this is just one man thinking. I'm just throwing this out. So he jumped forward, and I said, can you hold Joe, and can you hold Paul, and can you keep them lined up? He said, well, I'm sure that I can. I said, well, this is going to be the problem. They've just been cussing. They're going to try to make the president look immediately like he's an old Texan oil man, and this has not been his image, and he's now the president of everybody. You know, Hubert said, I couldn't agree with you more. Running Gillis' long campaign down there, so it's just been a little rough going. Anything to try to get it passed. I'm